Hachette Audio presents Hunting Season, James Foley, ISIS, and the Kidnapping Campaign That Started a War. Written by James Harkin. Read by Paul Fox. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of supplemental material. Dedication to the memory of James Harkin Sr. Prologue. Living Hell. Kneeling in the desert sands, his orange jumpsuit flapping incessantly in the breeze, a shaven-headed 40-year-old struggles to focus on the cameras in front of him and the statement he's meant to recite. It's a press conference of a kind, but the man delivering it has his hands tied behind his back, and the words are clearly being forced into his mouth. They announce his imminent execution. He calls on his family and fellow citizens to rise up against my real killer, the U.S. government, which had apparently sealed his fate with its recent bombing campaign in Iraq. I wish I could have more time, he says. I wish I could have the hope of freedom and seeing my family again. But that ship has sailed. I guess, all in all, I wish I wasn't American. For a brief moment, after the video exploded onto the internet, no one was quite sure who he was. Why would they be? Jim Foley was a handsome and intrepid journalist, but hardly well known. He worked freelance, for little money and in places others feared to tread. If he was squinting in the sunlight, it was not only because he was straining to follow the script, it was because he'd barely seen the sun in the previous 2 years. In November 2012, Foley went missing along with another photojournalist, a Briton called John Cantley, in northern Syria. The two were firm friends, and together would spend nearly 2 years being herded around 10 different prisons in 3 different provinces of northern Syria, most of them underground, and the majority abominably cruel. Along with 22 other foreign hostages, they'd ended up in Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State of Iraq and Sham, ISIS, and in the hands of the most notorious group of prison guards. One of those guards took a starring role in the video, a black-clad, brown-skinned narrator to Foley's left, gesturing at the camera with his knife. Stocky, with his face obscured by a balaclava, the guard was clearly British and speaking in a London accent. Armed for effect with an expensive Glock pistol, the killer harangued his audience on the evils of the American government. "You're no longer fighting an insurgency," he said. "We are an Islamic army and a state that has been accepted."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?